The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play fake. Daniels has time. Surveys the scene. Looking for McLaurin. He's got him. Touchdown. And the Commanders are pouring it on.
You're going to see Terry McLaurin line up on the right side of the field and within the zone sneaks across the field and then gets up and they don't even see him coming.
Seems like common sense. Throw the ball to Terry more. We talked about it all
Pretty
week.
Pretty good game plan, generally.
I mean, the last couple weeks while you were gone, you saw these targets and we talked about it where Noah Brown was getting targeted more. I mean, there's one graphic. I can't remember if it was the last three games. But I think Terry was the fourth most targeted commander.
Ridiculous.
I'll be honest with you. He played amazing yesterday. I still don't understand why he's on the sideline ever. Okay, maybe if you're winded, but unless you have 10 guys on the line of scrimmage or something, like, you know, 9 guys on the line
they
of scrimmage.
They do that a lot with three tight ends.
I just don't understand it. But sometimes they have a receiver out there and he's not out. Like,
when Terry,
I want him on the field every time there's a receiver out there.
When he's healthy and in his prime, he should always be the top targeted wideout on this team.
You're 100%. He should also always be on the field.
I mean,
you
have a heavy package or whatever, like down by the goal line. I don't know. Like,
what would they have receivers out there and he's not out there?
Yeah, he should always be out there.
I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, Terry has 8 targets, caught all 8 of them, 2 touchdowns. I believe the quarterback rating for Jaden Daniels, when he throws to Terry McLaurin, is 144.
Right.
Or at least in that game.
So keep doing that.
And he did move him around from the left side to the right side. We talked about it because the narrative was Cliff Kingsbury's offenses struggle in the second half of the season. And maybe it was predictability. We heard some of these analysts who break down film say when they looked at the film, the problem with Washington's offense was it had become very predictable. Well, right at the beginning of the game, they have Terry McLaurin on the right side on his touchdown catch. He was lined up on the right side. So maybe they need to mix it up. Everything's positive coming out of the game except for one thing. We do need to address it.
The kicking. The kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Peters will be busy during the bye week scouring for another kicker. Because
that'll be their 8th kicker,
Seibert's
I think.
On IR. Zane Gonzalez. Nice knowing you.
Wait, so hold on. Let me just be clear. I just want to know where you guys stand on it. You know me. I'm pro kicker.
Yes, we know.
So because the guy missed the 52-yarder and everybody makes him all the time now, and if what the
46,
other one was,
I believe.
So we're just cutting him?
I'm fine with cutting him, yes.
100%. I think it's hard to find good kickers, and other than those two, he's been pretty good.
Well, Adam Peters,
I think
his calendar, every day, until he finds one, should say kicker auditions, Ashburn, Commander's Park.
It's probably
That's
on
what
the
his
laundry
calendar
list.
Should say every day until he finds one. I mean, you can't roll into New Orleans with Zane Gonzalez as your kicker.
He'll be indoors. He'll probably make everything.
He was a stopgap solution. He's so replaceable. He's actually the most replaceable guy on the roster.
But who are you going to find that's
I don't have a
experience.
Name.
Experience. Like, we're not allowed to miss kicks. I don't get it. Yeah, you're I honestly don't get it.
Generally, you're not allowed to miss kicks for the most part.
If he starts missing extra points, which, again, people are going to miss all the time now because they've backed it up and you're going to miss a certain percentage. But when you miss 52-yarders and we're cutting guys, I think that that's a little unfair. I'm going to stand up for the kicker here.
I don't think it's unfair at all.
I'm standing up for the kicker.
Well, whoever you bring in to replace Zane Gonzalez is going to miss kicks like that and extra points.
Possibly.
No, I'm, not possibly.
Possibly.
100%.
I'm willing to miss 52 yards.
100%.
That's fine. I'm willing to roll
But then you're willing to cut that guy, too.
Yeah, I'm willing to cut all the
guys. He's basically got a zero tolerance policy for kickers.
Until I find my guy.
Well, you're not going to just find a guy in week 14.
That should be the case. You're never going to find a guy that makes 100% of 46-yarders and 52-yarders.
If a guy, when he has an opportunity to make a statement, misses both of his kicks, I'm sorry, you're going to be on the firing line.
Well, I mean, the only reason they put him on the roster is because the guy got hurt in front of him.
Right. So why are people losing?
Well, prior to that,
why are people losing their minds over the fact that he's very replaceable?
He's going to make some kicks.
Because it's a hard position to fill. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. If you had a bunch of guys that could do that at a high level, like, do you think there's just guys walking around that kick 52-yarders like at an 80% clip?
I think generally there's a bunch of guys who are out of work who can come in and do what Zane Gonzalez is doing.
I think it's harder than you think. I think it's harder than you think. That's why we go through this odyssey of kickers all the time. It's not easy. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Now, if he comes out in New Orleans and misses a couple on turf.
Do you want to bet me that he'll be kicking for the team when they go to New Orleans?
I'll bet you.
I'll bet you $2. $2. New kicker.
I'll bet you $2.
They have 2 weeks to find a better option at kicker.
I'll bet you $2.
Sure.
Let me ask you something hypothetically. Hypothetically, because
I think he built a little equity with what he did before.
Hold on. Let me ask Cakes this hypothetically, because up north in Baltimore, they got a kicking issue.
Well, Justin
Tucker's missed 10 kicks.
He has a decade of goodwill equity built up.
Absolutely.
You're comping Zane Gonzalez.
I'm not comping them on their resume. You didn't let me ask you the question.
Go ahead.
Would you trade Zane Gonzalez for Justin Tucker right now?
Of course he would.
Yeah. Yes, but I would never make a trade for a kicker. That's dumb. If I could replace him with Justin Tucker,
if Tucker's missing kicks like yesterday, Kicks is going to say, you know what? We got to look for another kicker.
I would consider it. I'm not just going to let a guy miss kicks in perpetuity just because he's a Hall of Famer. If he's lost it and can't kick anymore, I'm going to have to bring in another guy.
And this guy's a wackadoo, by the way.
But guys in the league, even the good kickers, are missing kicks. They just miss kicks.
Did you watch?
I wouldn't consider Zane Gonzalez a good kicker.
No, he's a backup.
By any stretch.
He's a backup.
Did you watch the video of him messing with his hair?
Yes.
He's an OCD wackadoo.
I noticed it right away, instantly. I tweeted about it instantly. This guy can't put his effing helmet on. He probably can't even walk through that door without touching stuff.
And then he's lining up for a kick. He has to kick a weird-shaped ball.
No, but kickers are weirdos. This is kind of what their thing is. They're all weird.
Find a new guy. Adam Peters, he's so busy.
I just don't think it's that easy. If you got one, that I don't know. What is this? I don't know it off the top of my head, but my sense is, my gut is, he's kicked 3 or 4 games for us. And he's pretty much made everything he should have made. He missed a 46-yarder and a 52-yarder, right?
Well, he was perfect until this week.
Yeah, he's pretty much made everything except, okay, a 52-yarder. If we're cutting guys for that now.
I mean, it's only 3 games. But
I think that's bizarre. 46-yarder, okay, yeah, obviously you should make that, but it's on grass. Notoriously horrific turf.
I hear a lot of excuses for a bad kicker.
Well, I just don't think it's 100%. And he's built up a little equity.
He's played like two or three games.
I know.
He's played 3 games.
I don't know.
How many games?
Am I
3?
Crazy?
He's played 3.
Heck, he built up after he's played 3 games.
But I just don't think based on the other performances, means you got to cut him.
Yeah. Cake said, Justin Tucker has built like all of this equity. Well, Gonzalez built some equity.
A little bit of equity, he's allowed you're not allowed to miss 46-yard plus kicks.
Do you know what it is?
I didn't like it, but...
It's Cakes disrespects special teams in general, but especially because it's gotten they get rid of kickers in fantasy.
He's treating it like a fantasy kicker.
Yes, exactly.
The fantasy angle has nothing. This is performance-based, 100%.
I know, but they don't grow on trees. You're not just going to have some guy that's going to come in there and bury 47-yarders on a
regular. Maybe he's not good enough. I mean, he could be right. The guy was out of the league the last couple seasons.
I know.
So he played from 2017 through 2021 with Cleveland, Arizona, and just then Carolina. Then he was out of a job for 2 years.
Understood. But find me a – I know his resume. Find me a kicker that, with a strong leg that pretty much makes all his extra points. Now I'll jinx him and I'll miss them all next week. But, you know, makes his extra points and is generally pretty reliable. That's what I think he is so far.
Yeah, like Boswell. And even Aubrey missed kicks.
He's been on six different teams since 2017.
That's a normal kicker life.
Not a normal good kicker life.
But
good kickers don't. Austin Seibert.
You'd be surprised.
Austin Seibert wasn't a regular kicker the last couple of years either, and he came in and he made 27 of 30 before he got hurt.
Yeah,
he got hurt.
And he missed.
He missed 27 of 30.
He missed critical kicks, and you know what they did? They said, "Bye bye, you're going to IR. You're not good enough."
What's Randy Bullock doing? They got to find him.
You know what Randy Bullock is doing? He's looking at his phone, and there's a text from Adam Peters that says, "Oh, I've got a tryout in Ashburn. Bye, honey. I'll see you in a few days. I may be the new kicker. I probably am going to be the new kicker for the Commanders."
800-636-1067.
Kicks is going to complain about him when he misses a kick.
How big of an issue do you think this kicking?
Yeah, no tolerance.
How big of an issue is this for Washington? Everything was positive yesterday. Running the football. Jaden had a big game. Terry McLaurin had a big game. Defense played well. But that kicking issue, it's massive. It potentially lost you a game, right, against Dallas. I mean, you were the thing about the Dallas game, the way that I look at it is you were dominated
for
56 minutes.
Yeah.
But they could have pushed the game to overtime with the extra point. Or, by the way, I would have gone for two, much like the Colts did, where they won the game going for two at the end of the game yesterday. But we're beyond that. Now you have
a different kicker
in the mix, and he misses two field goal attempts yesterday. What do you do? Are you with Cakes? Do you cut him? Find somebody else? Or do you just ride it out with Zane Gonzalez?
Well, I don't know what you mean, ride it out.
Wasn't it a four-week stint for Seibert?
I think so. I'm just saying, I'm just saying, like you're saying, ride it out, like have him in perpetuity.
I mean for just these saying. 4 weeks, so it's already 1 week, right? So
I wouldn't ride it out for 4 weeks even, necessarily. But I think he deserves another week.
Yeah.
Now, if he went out next week and missed another two or three, like sort of very makeable kicks, then I'm fine. Take him, light his ass on fire, never see him again. But I think for one game out of four, it's not like he missed a 27-yarder and a 21-yarder. He missed a 46 and a 52. I think he gets a C-. Let's see what he does next week. But he had built up a little bit of equity.
Maybe there's a veteran out there who's kicked for 10 years who's just, for whatever reason, can't find a team, and then you give him a shot.
Well, then why didn't we sign him 4 weeks ago?
There's probably 10 of those guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well,
why didn't we sign him before?
Because they probably have – maybe they come in. Who knows who actually comes in for tryouts, but maybe they come in, and they don't kick very well.
Right, because it's kind of a streaky thing.
And you say, all right, thanks, buddy. Let's go with the younger guy who kicked well in the tryout.
We went through this last week, EB. They've used five guys since training camp.
Right, because it's a hard thing to do, and you got a guy who with a little bit of a proven track record. The fact that he's kicked 4 years in the league before – he's not like a noob. He missed a 46-yarder and a 52. I'm giving him a little grace. I wasn't thrilled about it. But
now, to be fair, they should have a different kicker on the team. He got screwed because of
the McManus deal.
Yes. McManus has gone to Green Bay, and I don't think he's missed a kick.
Well, that's fair.
So that would have been their guy.
When you have those horrific allegations,
I'm not saying that they
puts the team in a bind.
They had to make the move, but that was bad luck because McManus would have
been their scrambling.
I would say
kickers.
It's bad luck.
That was bad luck because McManus would be their guy when we wouldn't be talking about Zane.
I agree. With
could
that
you
100%.
Bring back? All right. So they had. I've already forgotten the names. We went through this on Wednesday. They had the guy Ahmed or whatever his name was. They had Cade York. Mm-hmm. Could you bring all those guys in?
Patterson, was he in the mix?
I think so. And you just have them take each of them, legitimately, like 100 kicks a day, and you log it. Boom.
Well, you have large sample size legs. But no, I don't think you could do that.
They need a large sample size
every day and be dicking around with it. You either have faith in the kid or not. You see what he does every day in practice. I mean, you know, you look at his track record. Do I think he's going to the Hall of Fame? No. Do I even think he's going to be on a team next year? Not necessarily. But I think he
does it terrify probably, you when he steps on the field?
No. It probably
Cakes?
He probably deserves another week.
If he makes it to New Orleans, I'd be scared. Now, the one thing he would have going for him, like Eby mentioned, he'll be kicking indoors. It'll be 72 degrees.
My guess is he'll make everything next week. Not going. My guess is
2 weeks.
2 weeks. He'll make everything indoors.
I didn't have faith in Seibert. I don't have faith in this guy.
I had faith in Seibert.
Because...
Why
to
did
me,
you not have faith in Seibert? He got hurt. Like you didn't know.
To me, the resume, of bouncing around.
He was pretty damn good.
Who was the guy that kicked for the Philly for 100 years and started here, bounced? I mean, it happens.
David Akers.
Yeah, Akers bounced around.
Gonzalez's career field goal percentage is 79.7%. He's a career 80% field goal kicker.
Who is this?
Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah.
It's kind of poo.
80% is not good. Is it?
I'd have to look at the breakdown of it. What is it from?
What do you mean the breakdown? He's kicked 79.7 of his career.
Context matters. What is he from?
From 40 to 49, he's 32 of 45.
Right.
Does that sound outrageously good?
No.
No, what is that percentage? Doesn't sound high.
I don't know. It's not.
But what is he from 30 to 39? I have no idea.
23 of 26, 30 to 39.
Yeah. By the way, David Akers played for the Eagles, all right? He played for Washington for one season. They played for the Eagles for 11 straight seasons.
I know.
I'm just saying I don't have great faith in the guys who've been on 17 teams in 4 years.
So that guys, they bounce around and they settle in. I just remember when we cut him and I was pissed, and then he had an 11-year run with them.
It's not like he's a young kid. He's 29 years old. When is he going to settle in? When he's 35?
I don't know why I'm fighting this. Cut his ass. I don't care. I'm just saying.
No, apparently you do care.
Well, I kind of think it's a little unfair.
He was out of the league for 2 years. I have no faith in Zane Gonzalez.
If they bring someone else in, he's going to miss kicks and probably miss crucial kicks. Yeah. And then you're going to have to go in another direction.
Because they all miss kicks.
Because they all do. Even the good ones.
But I guess in Cakes' world, every kicker that misses a kick.
No, I just want a kicker that's better than 80% career.
How many times have we overreacted to a kicker missing a couple
all
kicks?
All the time.
We cut him, and then he goes to a new team.
Who's a guy that went to the Chargers for 100 years?
He's the new Dustin Hopkins, is what you're saying?
Or Graham Gano or whoever.
Yeah. Graham Gano.
Joey Sly. Joey Sly almost hit a 68-yarder yesterday to win the game.
But
Sly missed a short one yesterday.
Yeah. Sly could kick at 180 yards, but everything else was dicey.
Yeah, actually, I've seen the headline. Joey Sly misses his fifth sub-30-yard field goal
this
season. But
that was also why he had a long run, and I saw what he is.
Yeah.
This kid was here 3-4 weeks, made all his kicks prior to yesterday. Yesterday struggled on notoriously horrific turf. And, 40-degree temps.
Yeah, but the conditions yesterday were not bad for kicking. It wasn't like he was kicking in Buffalo last night.
I'm not saying that.
It was 40 degrees, no wind.
I'm just saying it's still more difficult. It is a factor.
Look, you care a lot about kickers. I feel like they're so disposable because there are tons of them out there. And
I just don't think you should use them like you use them on your fantasy team.
Do a lot of them suck? Yes. But I'm just going to try to upgrade. Yeah, I don't know if that's an easy upgrade.
Is there a Zendejas brother out there?
I have no idea.
They're also kind of like streaky. Now, I guess you could make the argument, now he's on a bad show.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Streak.
I didn't know he had a good streak. I think he barely kicked for him.
I don't think
he's barely had kicks.
I don't think he's ever had a good streak. He's an 80% kicker.
When Kicks wants to fire him. You know what I'm saying? They'll fire your ass.
They have an impossible standard.
Zane Gonzalez, do you know how many kicks he had hit before? Not like he'd hit 20. It's about like his good streak.
Everyone this season.
He had made everything, made all the
points. It was like 3 kicks.
He had a bad game.
Good for him. He made 3 kicks.
He had a bad game. What if he goes to New Orleans and goes 3-for-3 and doesn't miss an extra point? Are you going to keep him?
Until he misses the next one, and Cakes will light his ass on fire.
You know what I want?
He already wants
You know what I want? I want Chris Boswell, who makes 92% of his kicks.
Where is he?
Well, he plays for somebody.
Where is he?
I want the next Chris Boswell.
Tell Adam Peters to trade for him.
I want Blake Groupie. You tell me Blake Groupie has been silly forever? The Saints just stumbled upon him? There's a million of those guys out there. No. I want a guy who kicks 90%.
I want a guy at this point in this season that's kicked in the league before. It's got a track record of success. And this guy's kicked 4 years. He made all his kicks prior to yesterday. All right. He's not perfect.
You know
kicker.
Who he is? He's Joey Sly. Same percentage as Joey Sly, basically, career. Joey Sly's kicking 78.6% this year. That's basically what your boy Zane Gonzalez is for his career.
I think you guys are overstating the equity he has. He had made 3 field goals before.
Well, I count the extra points out because I don't think they're gimmies.
Count extra points?
I mean, it's 90-some percent.
They're not like they used to be.
Okay,
guys,
but it's
miss
still
them every week now.
It's still like 93%.
I know, but I'm just giving them a little bit of credit. So get no credit for making them?
Yeah, so how many field goals does it count to have any kind of equity? Like, how many does Gonzalez need to make before you say, you know what, you're good, you missed a 52-yarder?
Well, according to Cakes, he needs to make about 50.
Now, if he had missed a 34-yarder and a 37-yarder, I have a different position on that. But when you miss a 46-yarder and a 52, I don't think it's necessarily a fireable offense.
We're also in an era where 52-yarders are they're getting made at record pace.
Right. It's not like you shanked them. He just, you know, pushed it a little bit.
Okay, well, he did miss them.
Cakes, maybe they'll go out and look for something in the bye week.
For kickers than you. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I think you might have an impossible standard.
Not impossible.
Good luck finding someone that's just going to automatically make everything.
Find a guy who's going to come in and make 85% or more of his field goals. Please do that.
He's trying to.
Well, try harder. Work harder.
It just seems so easy for Cakes.
I know.
It just seems so
easy.
We're
listening to the guy that picked the Titans to beat us. Just remember that.
Okay. There you go.
He thought the Titans had an incredible defense, which I called out day one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.